The tank is full, and we're moving through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
Now, Vulture Mine does get most of the attention of Wickenburg as it relates to gold, but legend has it, Pauline Weaver stumbled upon what turned out to be $100,000 worth of loose gold ore and nuggets. The location of the strike is what they call Rich Hill, and it's a few miles north of today's Wickenburg. So a little, it wasn't the only place to strike gold.
Would you recognize gold you stumbled across?
Probably not.
Me either. It doesn't look like what you have on your hand, you know.
No, not at all. And I don't have any gold.
Well, I do.
Mine's silver.
You know what I mean.
Growing up, I was always told that, you know, it was Fort McDowell that brought back Phoenix. And Phoenix got its name from one of the soldiers at Fort McDowell. It was an Englishman. Or a Frenchman, I can't remember. It was a European, and he was not native-born, but he was serving at the soldiers' fort, and he walked up to the hill and saw this rebirth of the Phoenix area, and that's what named it Phoenix, you know, rising from the ashes. Well, I think that story proves that it was Vulture Mine first, because it was the need for food and reliable food train to supply the mining town that sent men into Phoenix to reestablish the irrigation canals left behind by the Indian tribes and supply food. So he had to see something rising out of it. So that had to have been that Vulture Mine was there first, and all the men that were starting to farm and field and send wheat and grain, you know, horse-drawn equipment was still big. So they were growing a lot of feed for the horses to take the ore over to the rail yards, because all that wasn't just carried by hand.
The logistics of building the bones of that kind of business out in the middle of a desert.
And that's what started Grand Avenue, was getting the food supply from the valley up to Wickenburg to supply the miners. And they say 40% of the gold that was ever mined out of there ended up stolen. And if you do
it was really... wild place, right?
Well, they say they've got the hanging tree still there, and the hanging tree claims that 18 men were hung there, that were caught real-time stealing gold ore from the mine.
Ouch.
And if you happen to be in Wickenburg tonight, you can pass yourself by the Stone Park between 2 and 4 p.m. and enjoy a little free concert by the Arizona Swing Kings. And this is Stone Park is between the community center and the police station. It's just a little grass area just south of the Bashes, kind of right in the middle, offset of downtown.
They timed it right. Last week they'd have been rained out.
That would have been pretty bummer concert last weekend, but that's going on today. But also going on today, the Rosie on the House promotion team is in Tucson for the Tucson Book Festival. It's the 11th one, but they draw an incredible crowd. I mean, they have hundreds of thousands of people expected at the U of A Mall this weekend. And it's interesting, when we were looking at events and we thought, well, this one draws a big crowd, this is one we should look at being at, they're like, no, you are not an author. You can't attend this event. I mean, they were so...
As an exhibitor.
Yes. Okay. They were so stubborn. No, only authors come.
Interesting.
Well, Susan took down our home maintenance calendar and said, well, look, this is something we publish, and, you know, it's an educational thing, and you can tune in, and although our articles aren't here, here's all the links to our articles. And I said,
that girl's always thanking.
Oh, yeah. We'll approve that. So our home maintenance calendar got us at the Tucson Book Festival. And you know who else will be down there is Heidi Ossalier, the author of Arizona's Deadliest Gunfight. We had them on a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
They're going to be down there today. You can find a complete list of events on their website at TucsonFestivalOfBooks.org.
And we're in booth 419, which is located on the south side of the mall at Cherry and University. So you'll find the Rosie on the House banner, I guess, and Susan and Lance there handing out calendars. Get a chance just to meet them and see what's going on. Get a calendar.
We put that in our newsletter, and I'm guessing that's where most of the calls that came from the office, because we had a number of people calling asking, what booth are you guys going to be in? We're going to be out there. We're going to come say hi.
Again, another beautiful reason to be outside this weekend and no rain.
And that U of A mall is a nice lawn mall that's surrounded by a very pretty campus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the old part of the campus as well, at least where we were last year. So you get to see a lot of the turn of the century from 100 years ago architecture around the seating, the U of A mall. So that's going on all weekend long down at, what is it? It's the Tucson Mall is on Speedway. I should have looked that up before I spoke too loud, but you can't miss it once you're down there.
Follow the crowd.
Something that size, the crowd, and there's going to be plenty of people steering directions out on the street.
Lots of good food too, it looks like.
They do have an incredible food court. In fact, they had two of them, if I remember right, last year. I didn't get to tour the whole thing. It was so long last year. We spent the whole day there, and I hardly got 100 yards either side of our booth. There was just so much to look at. More in our Arizona Hour here at Rosie on the House right after this.